You're connected to CMM Network. Currently connected to CMM Network.
This is KF8 GBB Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
Righto. W8FU.
Good morning.
That's debatable. No, it's good.
At least the weather's finally good.
Well, it's not gray, gloomy, raining, or that S word out there, so I think that's a vast improvement for a good morning. Any ZC?
Yeah, all in all, it looks like it's going to be a fairly nice day. Who else we got in there?
NADBS.
I thought so. It seemed a little early for you. I haven't heard you this week. Of course, I was off yesterday. And what was going on Monday? Monday was Memorial Day, so Tuesday would have been the only day I could have caught you.
Yeah, I took this week off, so they're pretty nice. And now that I'm up and at them and have time, I figured I'd turn on the radio.
Well, there you have it, in a nutshell. Anywho, how's it up in Saginasty? Saginaw. Looks like it's pushing 60, sun, blue skies. Got the car washed yesterday. That was for Carrie.
Oh, geez. Maybe I should pay attention. I'm sorry about that. Oh, first cup of coffee, just let the dog back in, and here I sit drinking my coffee. Don't have much to add, just figured I'd just jump in and say good morning to you guys. Dakota, over to you. Good morning.
Same here, working on my first cup. Just trying to wake up. I think there's going to be some change coming, so this will probably be more of a routine.
Oh, do tell.
Well, nothing's official yet, but there will be some changes.
All righty, we'll leave it at that then. I hope it's all good, in which case we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Hopefully it's a change for the good and all that, so we'll leave it at that also. Yeah, sometimes change, you kind of have to scratch your head and wonder, but anyway. Oh, let's see. I don't even know what to say. That's pretty bad. Yeah, that coffee's got to kick in and blow out some cobwebs or something. Well, I guess we'll just give it back to Dakota and 8ZC.
I think it's for the better. It's I'll say more when I can, but I'm trying to figure out what the hell this. I've got this like whine on my R7. It's not just my R7. It's when I sit at my desk. I think it's because I'm so close to the damn repeater. I just get this weird hum.
What do we got for an all-star note there? We got a repeater builder, our rim light interface to the repeater. That's correct. So those, I think it's those audio fobs or the cables to and fro, and because many an All-Star node has a hum. So somehow I think it's maybe those, you know, those fobs weren't designed for this service. So I don't know if they have all the necessary RF shielding that they should. Is that it? Who knows? But the one common factor in many a humming, buzzing All-Star node.
That would make sense. But it's not. It's weird. It's, like, inconsistent. But as soon as I walk away from my desk, it's got to be something on my desk. So, yeah, it's either that or it's something else on the desk.
Oh, so you
WRCY,
so it's a comment about when the repeater is transmitting. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not the. It's not what I'm hearing over the air. Like I could. It's only when I'm sitting on my desk that I get this kind of interference. So there's a bazillion things on my desk that have power. I'm sure it's one of those.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that you're hearing it even when the repeater is not running, then it, yeah, something's. Probably a bad, cheap switcher for a first thing to try is your phone chargers and inductive chargers in particular, things like that. Go through them one by one until you figure out which cheap little Chinese switcher is polluting your air.
WARCY, we're going to make a comment.
Well, dump it on in.
Good morning, everybody. With all my equipment in close proximity to each other here in my living room, it's even more. Sean's familiar with my layout. Those devices are closer together now because of the work on the door wall, so my desk is all discombobulated. I have problems, or I get like some kind of hum or mild little buzz in my signals as the radio sits silent, and if I move everything around and separate them, it goes away. So that's what I've been experiencing. I wouldn't say there's a node issue, but RF interference or some kind of spooky interference I have because of the close proximity of all my electronics in one area. Over to who's next? I'm not sure.
Pick it up. It's Sean, to clarify, it's when it's receiving. So it might be when it's transmitting. But it's only when my radio is receiving. It doesn't do it. It doesn't break squelch.
Can you open the phone? Do you have a monitor button, programmed on that radio? You can see if you can just fish it around and hear it.
I think Terry was in there again. I do not have one program, but actually that reminds me. This other thing I was just telling you about, I got to update a couple radios, so I'll do that when I do that.
Now let's see if I got it. With all this silence, you're probably waiting for me again. Yep, sounds like it. Sorry. Anyway, no, I jumped in there and doubled with the other guy there. I forget everybody's names, well, the other gentleman's names anyway. And I just had a kind of sort of inappropriate comment that I won't repeat because it wasn't worth it. It wasn't even funny after I heard it. Anyway, whoever, I'm going to go make another cup of coffee. So I'm going to be just kind of on the side here listening. And 8ZC.
All righty.
Well, you can tell I'm discombobulated. I just tried to pick up my radio.
A little different route to work on.
And I actually, honestly, truthfully, and admittedly, I picked up my cup of coffee to talk, and I couldn't find a PTT button. I went to
some coffee places, so that I think.
That's how my morning's going. Sean, how did everything go with
the same coffee place?
The family new edition is getting better.
And he's decided his safe space is my bedroom. Now I'm totally conscientious. I'm conscious of this. Do I smell a cat? Do I smell a cat? Damn it. Because you get desensitized to it. Now I'm walking around all paranoid that I smell a cat.
That was a pretty good double there. I heard most of what Donald said, and I only got the tail end of Sean talking about how he's a cat guy.
Well, what I said, now I said, I got to find coffee here. My first cup took a little different route in. So, but it's going to lead me to the same coffee joint, so go figure. Now, I said that we got a cat, a kitten, and he's decided my room is his safe space. So with the dogs, they gotta get acclimated to one another. But his safe space, he's decided, is my room. And I woke up this morning, and he's just, like, all over my, rubbing against my head and purring and trying to get me to wake up so to feed him. And mind you, about an hour before my alarm goes off, like, he's going to have to get on my schedule. But now I'm all paranoid, you know. Do I smell like cat? It's like, oh. I smelled that the other day. It was in a, I forget where I was, and this couple walked in. Oh, they reefed of cat. It's like, oh, disgusting. And then it's like, now I'm all paranoid. Do I smell like that? Damn it. That was my question to you, is from my last transmission, how the connection between the new ones are getting along, and you just answered it as I think we partially doubled. So I guess Terry, Dakota, Sean, me would be a good rotation.
So I think that means I'm next? Okay. Oh. Well, I guess, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about smelling like cat, because some of the colognes and perfumes that people wear nowadays, I think cat would be a welcome smell, because a lot of that stuff out there just absolutely flipping stinks. That's all I got to say about it. Oh, anyway. Dakota, over to you. That ain't sexy.
I totally forgot. This is one of the kittens your son had, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you got suckered in. How many are left?
He had three kittens, plus he's got two cats, mom and dad. And, you know, they were responsible about it. They were lied to. Their neutered male from the rescue was not neutered. And, they did not. They sold him to him, or not sold him, but they rehomed him to him as a neutered male. And then they got a second female cat. She was too young to go in and get spayed. And they had an appointment set up, but before they were able to get her in, because I figured, well, it's a big deal, you know. Got a neutered male, and neither cat leaves the house. So, well, guess what? Neutered male ain't a neutered male. And now the rescue they got him from is not picking up his calls. Anyhow, he's got three kittens out of the deal, and I've got one. He's trying to get me to take two. I'm like, crazy. We're supposedly only watching it until it goes in to get neutered, because he doesn't want to run the risk of another mistake. So, anyhow. Yes, I'm supposedly just babysitting one for a week, but we'll see how that goes. But, I want a cat. They earn their keep in houses that tend to get mice. So I've got no reservations. Just gotta learn to get along with the dogs. So it's never been a problem. I've had multiple cats and dogs, and they all seem to find their water. Donald.
Well, I grew up with St. Bernards, and went through two of them. And the only thing wrong with them is they don't understand how big they are. And when they walk through the house, they are extremely clumsy, and their tails are very powerful. You know, they can actually knock something off of a table and not just, you know, bump the table and it falls. No, their tail can actually just take it right out. And
That, and they forget that they're, because of their size, they still think they're puppies. Even at 6 months, they're almost full grown. They still want to be lap dogs, and you're on the couch, got your feet up, that dog comes across your lap and plops itself down. You're not going anywhere. So I remember Sean saying the other day the cat was resting on his chest, and it's like you should try a St. Bernard. Okay, Sean, back to you, and then I guess Terry, if he's still in there.
I had my turn, but we had Mastiffs, so I know all about the lap dogs. Terry?
Well, I'd have to say that St. Bernards wouldn't be exactly a lap dog, but I wouldn't object either. St. Bernards are cool dogs. Then again, I'm a fan of bigger dogs, big dogs anyway. Higgins isn't exactly very big. Size of a small German Shepherd anyway. I think it was a runt to the litter, but anyway, with St. Bernard, you kind of like they're like a bull in a china shop, you might say, but I'll leave it at that. I'm going to go get more coffee and get my face out of this computer screen. Anywho, you guys carry on, and I'll jump back in the rotation or something if I come up with something a little bit more, I don't know. Something else to say, I guess. NHZC.
You're connected to CMN Network.
80 Dakota. Maybe Dakota's getting gas, who knows. But, the purpose of the rotation is just to keep people from doubling, that's all. We need to develop a, just keep the safe pass, and that holds your spot, but you got nothing for the current conversation. Maybe that's what we should adopt, pass. I'm ordering at Starbucks, so I'm going to pass now. WNP. Well, that was weird. I wasn't prepared, and they weren't prepared, and we all weren't prepared.
That's where'd you go, Starbucks?
Yeah, hold on. I got to add cash and pay here. Hold on.
My Starbucks across the street from me, I walked over there early this morning to have it, and they were having, I order it as a pickup, and as I walk over there, I order it pickup on foot. So when I get there, it's ready, and I can walk back with it. But, they were having some technical difficulties. And when I got there, my order was nowhere to be found. And, hey, Don. And I said, hi. And they said, we're having some technical difficulties here. We'll have your order up in a minute. Maybe they got difficulties over where Sean's at. Could be a system-wide problem. Do you know anybody that's IT savvy that can maybe help them? I don't know. I'm just filling in.
Okay. I'm back. Where am I at? I guess I'm up. Let me double check. Sounds like I am. Anywho, took yesterday off to help acclimate the kitten. Donald, I heard you were talking something about a computer. I have no idea what, because I was in the middle of chatting with the barista who made my drink wrong, but I'm going to let it slide. And other than that, back on the road and way ahead of schedule. But I've lost track of what's going on. I know Gary's kind of checked out until he's got something more substantive, I guess. Why can't I get that word out this morning? It's like Egg McMuffin. I can't say that in the morning either. But I can babble. That's firsthand.
Okay, I'll take a shot at it. I walked to Starbucks this morning to get my coffee, and I ordered it as a pickup as I was walking over there. And when I got there, it was nowhere to be ready yet, and they know who I am by name, and they said, "Hey, Donald, we're having technical difficulties over here, and we'll have your order up in a minute." I said, "No problem, no worries. But if I was having technical difficulties, they were having problems with their system, and maybe it could be a corporate-wide issue or something, and maybe that's why your order got delayed or even probably messed up. Who knows? Technical difficulties do happen." But, yeah, that's about the only thing I said while you were away, for sure. I was just waiting for Dakota. Waiting for Dakota to jump in there. Because he's tanking up. What's he doing? So that's what you, when you said they got computer problems, help them with their computer problems, I think you're referring to Starbucks. Nah, I think they just, you know, the girl asked me, I wanted to get that drink that Dakota gets. He gets that sweet cream cold brew. And she says, "Do you want it this way or that way?" And I said, so I go, "I don't know, which one where it's just floating on top?" She goes, "Oh yeah, that would probably be this one." I'm like, "Oh, okay, great." And I pull up and they hand me this thing, it's all mixed up. And I specifically asked for the one that was floating on top. But I didn't make a big deal of it, just a misunderstanding, not a computer glitch, I don't think. Weird for that to be a computer glitch. Although I am waiting for a computer to catch up. You know, usually when I pay all my bills, I usually know about how long it's going to take for things to show up. Some of them, like American Express is great, man. I pay my bill on American Express, and it's like credit taken from my bank, and it's, the balance is updated, and I get a thing that says that, you know, thank you for your payment. It's all instant, you know, and both ways, coming and going. But I buy something, and hell, I haven't even got my phone back from the scanner, and I've already got a beep message coming in. They're Johnny on the spot. These ones I hate where, you know, you make a payment, and then you sit there and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and a week goes by, and then finally there's an update, you know, that you paid. It's like, oh, I hate that. Dakota, you back?
Yeah, sorry, I'm all discombobulated. I'm not used to being home, and I've got, you know, I'm distracted by things. I keep forgetting I'm talking on the radio, so sorry, I'm back.
Well, that's okay, because I'm just pulling in the driveway here, getting parked. Start my day way ahead of schedule. So, I guess that works. I think my installer is going to be off for the next few. He's having some health issues. That sucks. Other than that, we'll see what the day brings. Oh, I forgot. Yesterday was kind of a exciting day for me. I made my last house payment yesterday. So, that's the one I'm actually waiting for, now that I think of it. Waiting anxiously to see. Well, so when I go to the mortgage company, it says zero balance. And even though it says next payment due, they've obviously got it says zero balance. So that was a nice feeling. Congratulations on that. Yeah, nothing to have to worry about going forward there. So, yeah, perfect timing. You're going to be retiring this year, maybe. A little asterisk by that. But, yeah, happy for you on there. Yeah, banks. I bank with Chase, and they're pretty good with stuff. You know, I buy something on eBay. It shows up as pending 24 hours later, if not even that, like overnight. It shows that it's cleared. But the biggest thing is, for me, is getting credits and refunds back to my accounts. Sometimes they can take, as they usually say, 2 to 3 or 3 to 5 business days. And I posted something on Discord about something like that. And the other day, one of my Starbucks delivery orders was destroyed. 3/10 of a mile, and the whole order was completely destroyed somewhere between point A and point B. and I hit the help button on the DoorDash thing, and I had a full refund. I could have either gotten a refund to my credit card or credit to DoorDash to use on my next order. Well, I chose a refund to my credit card, and it posted in the entire, at the time the total transaction was done over the phone and texting back and forth with a chat. The cash was back off, refunded my credit card almost instantaneously. I couldn't believe it. And if I did take a credit to my credit card or whatever, it would have taken 3 to 5 business days. Why can't everything in the world be like that and be that instantaneous? You know, and banks, just like I say, they irk me. Most of my bills are auto pay, shows that I paid them, but it's pending before it fully posts. So my balances are right. I can still use whatever money's left. I don't have to have any delays, but I'm just rambling. But I think you understand where I'm coming from. Certain companies are quick. Some people take 3 to 5 business days.
Well, I'm going to make this my last for a few while I get situated here at work. But, no, that's my point is, yeah, boy, they're fast taking it. But giving it back, it's like we need this much time. Well, I didn't need no time taking it, but you need all this time returning it. You know, it's like, that's what I like about American Express. They're Johnny on the spot both ways. Doesn't matter whether it's coming or going. They're extremely punctual and fast. I like that, you know. So I wish all of them were like that. Some are worse than others, but probably the worst one I got is Home Depot. I think it was 18 months, same as cash, year and a half, on a generator purchase. So I figure I'm going to pay that as slowly as I can. I'm way out ahead of schedule, but you make the payment on that one. It just dwindles there forever. You barely tell you even made a payment. You got to dig around on the thing to find there's a pending payment. You know, it takes forever for it to update the balance and everything. It's terribly managed. Oh, well. Like I said, I'm here at the shop. I'm going to get situated, get everything fired up here, ready for the day. W8FU.
Yeah, I've got to get myself motivated, too. I believe the physical therapy people are coming today because they missed last week. But anyway, yeah, I do agree with you exactly 100%. Some of these companies are quick and prompt, like DoorDash. And some of these companies that I deal with, who's the payment? Oh, yeah. And my Moto Turbo account through MCA, it's auto pay. It's taken out on the 8th of every month. It pends, but sometimes that pending goes from pending to cleared overnight or even a couple of days. Weekends I can understand, but when the date falls. But, yeah, sometimes their stuff is a little bit behind as well. All right, I'll let you get inside. Have a good morning. Catch up with you later. W8RCY. Dakota, are you still online, or do you go back to bed? Okie dokie. Well, I'll be sitting here monitoring, listening, sandbagging. That's one of my famous things, is sandbagging. I do that a lot. And then we'll go from there. I got dinner tonight with a lot of people that are in town for the Grand Prix. Don't know yet where we're going. We're just going to meet up at one place first in one area and find a restaurant that can accommodate the amount of people that are going to show up. If not, we'll probably go to some establishment that can handle us and we'll just all mingle amongst ourselves and chit-chat and so on and so forth. Everybody have a great day. W8RCY. Sandbagging.
Well, don't feel bad for sandbagging. I do that a lot, too. It's half the fun of ham radio. Anyway, I'm going to be out of here for a while myself. You guys have a great day. Be safe out there, and I'm going to continue on with this hot cup of coffee, number 2. Take care, guys. And eat Zetsy.
Copy that. W-A-R-C-Y.
connected to CMN Network.
K8RUH. K8RUH.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K8WOJ, standing by on FBI. Hey, Rick, K8RUH. Hey, young man, how you doing? Are you behaving?
I am doing my best to behave. I had to get my daughter to a friend's house this morning so they could get her to school, so I'm running behind, but I'm about 4 minutes from the office. But I heard you call out and figure I'd give you a hello this morning.
Well, good. I'm glad you won't be late, and you gotta cut out that behaving thing, you know. You get bored to death, and besides, when you get old, you got no choice but to behave, so. Enjoy the mischief while you can.
Oh, I do and I will. I'll enjoy it while I can. How you doing today?
I'm whipped already. I'm already ready for a nap. I was up at 4:30, I think, feeding the cats at 5, and then off to Meijer to do the groceries and get back before the traffic got too bad, and drag it in the house and put it away. And, I'm ready to hug that pillow again.
Man, it is a good thing that you got ahead of traffic. Boy, I don't usually travel at this time. I've been in the office for over an hour by now, and man, traffic is something else. It is just infuriating. Can't get anywhere easily.
Yes, sir. That's why I try to get there when they open, kind of thing. And usually I can get my stuff, grab my stuff, and get home before the traffic gets real bad. But I was there a little extra while today because I chased down the manager of the store and kind of bent her ear for a while, chewed on her butt for a while. Nicely, though. And the worst thing is, if I don't get back real early, I'm heading east right into the sun. So the whole time I'm back, I got the sun blind me in the eyes.
Yeah, that can be brutal. But it's better than the alternative, and it's winter and the sun never comes out. So, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad, I guess.
Yes, sir, that's true. You're absolutely right. And that reminds me of, just made me think of Alaska. It's kind of weird because it's not like here where the sun comes up and gets in the middle of the sky, you know, right overhead kind of thing, and then goes down. It pops up over the tree lines kind of stuff, and then it goes around a circle, around the horizon kind of thing, and then all the way around, and then pops back down again. But even when it pops back down again in the summertime up, you could sit by a window in a cabin without no lights on and read a book. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird, and I can only imagine that is very difficult mentally to deal with sometimes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it kind of messes with your sleep because, you know, most of us are used to sleeping in the dark. But if you like to work, man, you can work all day and all night if you want, kind of thing, and still be able to see just fine.
Yeah, you could probably get yourself in some trouble and not realizing what time it is and just keep going. You know, get home from work and start working on projects at home, and boy, I can imagine they accidentally have some 20-hour days.
Yep, that's for sure. And on the other hand, you got days off and you're going out playing. you can play most of the night and not realize it kind of thing. Except the sun dipping down on the horizon there.
Yeah, that would be weird. All right, well, it was good talking to you this morning. I'm pulling into the office here. I will maybe catch up with you this afternoon. Get that nap in. We'll talk to you soon. KE8RUH.
Will do. That's almost a must anymore. Have yourself a good day. Be careful out there. We'll catch you later. KE8WOJ.
Currently connected to CNN Network.
Hey, what? WACD.
Good morning, Wally. Hey, WRO. Do we have a connection out this one?
Pretty good. The handy talkie. Of course, I was able to hit everything pretty good last night. The weather and the skies and everything was so clear, I was kind of surprised. But nonetheless, a great start. Good job.
Yeah, and then when it comes back around, you got to let me know who won the game. Was that Donald out there? Go ahead.
Boy, I totally screwed that up. I thought I heard Brian and it was Wally. And I screwed up their call signs. I need more coffee, and I've already had 2 16-ounce Starbucks in me, so something's not working right. And, Tim, thank you for reminding me that it's me that you heard. I'm totally discombobulated. W8RCY, I'll let you two gentlemen carry on. I don't know what I missed last night, but anyhow, continue on.
Go ahead, Tim. Yeah, Donald, I could probably use a second cup myself, so we'll see. Yeah, it worked out good. Wally, I really do like the Richmond UHF tower isolated and connected. I think that's a solution. But like you alluded to, let's get a few more nets under the belt and see if we actually have people using it. But I actually ended up using it, so I think that's going to work. And you did, too. And then we just got to give Riley's group some time to get aware of the fact they'd be able to use it then.
Yeah, maybe you should give them a phone call or something, you know, and just talk to them and see if they're, you know, if they're able to hit it. You know, that's probably the biggest thing, hit it comfortably, and if they're interested, you know. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of this stuff is growth. It's maybe a little bit too fast, but that's okay. You know, and it really doesn't cost us anything to experiment and see what works and what doesn't. You know, that way if there ever is something, you know, and we did want to just peel one or two of them off, we could do something like that based on location of where the incident is. You know, I mean, because, you know, sometimes you don't need the whole system, you know. So there's a lot of possibilities here coming up, you know. With Alman and Allscan and repeaters and things of that nature. And then hopefully I got to go see my other buddy and find out if I still have permission to use his tower, because I really would like to get a tower there in New Haven, and that will be a nice one, BBHF, but nonetheless. And, you know, who knows, maybe it'll be analog. I don't care. I'm just looking for some coverage that I can use anywhere, and us covering this part of the county, that would be good. And then maybe Starlink or something of that nature to get it networked, or modems. I don't know. I can talk to Fred and find out, or Sean, and find out what's the best way to wirelessly connect this thing up, get that on some sort of network too, you know, also dynamic.
I love it. Sounds good. Yeah, Riley is on our Discord page, so we've already had a little communication before. But we got 2 weeks until the next one. So, yeah, I will get with him. And in the past, he says, yeah, some of his people, a lot of his people, can hit the Richmond Tower, the people on the south, you know, QTH is on the south side of St. Clair. They can't hit the Richmond Tower UHF. They were having trouble. You probably heard or saw them say they couldn't do the VHF because they couldn't hear Mount Clemens. They might be able to hit Richmond receiver, but they couldn't hear Mount Clemens. So I think the solution is isolate Richmond UHF, and, yeah, we'll get the word out to them. But the other, yeah, that's great. We got to get that New Haven going. At least maybe this year, if possible, 2026, I hope.
Sometime this summer, but I got to go visit him again. Maybe I'll do that today. So, you know, keep your friends close. And that's a nice location. And it would give us access. You know, it's a private location, but that's okay. You know, if the relationship ever breaks or something ever happens, we can go ahead and just pull it.
Yeah, but they have a really good long-standing relationship by the very nature of their work with the, shall we say, the first responders of the county. So we got that.
Yeah, we did. Hey, and a quick side note, I got to step out and then I'll call you when I get in the car. We almost burned a dealership down yesterday. Boy, this guy was torqued. We had one of our backhoes inside a car dealership, expensive car dealership. I mean, major expensive car dealership, Land Rover dealership. The guys went to lunch, and the thing caught on fire.
NAWRO, well, that's not good. Did you guys do a post-action investigation yet, or to be determined cause?
Did it ourselves. They put it out, two big fire extinguishers. They put it out themselves, and dig this. Luckily, the fire suppression system people were there that day working on the system, and they had it disabled, so it didn't pop off. You know, but they had it under control with fire extinguishers, and they were able to stop it. But if that baby would have popped off the fire suppression system, we would have had a big mess on our hands. So, but they were standing there ready. They said, well, if this thing gets too big, we're going to turn it on. So, but they were able to slow it down before the thing automatically kicked on. Yes, our investigation was some sort of critter moved in on the belly of it. He ate some wires, and he ate enough of wires to cause problems, but not enough. He didn't eat enough to cause any operational problems. Well, after they used it for a couple, 3 hours, went to lunch, shut it off, this little critter, this damage, set the wiring harness on fire.
Yeah, the heat built up too much, and it wasn't enough to blow the breaker, I assume, obviously. That's too bad. But yeah, it's kind of lucky that the system, the suppression system, didn't go off. That water is nasty in those pipes. It sits in those pipes and it stinks. Well, you know this. And when it goes off, oh, what a mess.
Yeah, you heard what they're doing with the newer ones, didn't you? To keep that from happening.
No, been out of the business, so to speak, for a while. What are they doing?
Nitrogen, and the nitrogen holds back the flow valve. So they charge them up to a couple hundred pounds of nitrogen, and then the nitrogen holds back the flow valve. Well, if the things ever pop off, then what it does is then all the nitrogen vents out, and then you're fortunate enough to get nice clean water. So, but yeah, the new ones are charged with nitrogen first. So the first whatever, you know, let's say minute for rhetorical speaking, the first minute is nothing but nitrogen coming out. And then here comes the water.
Well, there you go. A solution to every problem. I had not heard that one before. I'm just thinking, as long as there's no slight leak, but I'm sure there's some kind of a pressure sensor there that would detect if there's a leak, because you got to maintain pressure
And if you don't, it's got to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know how that part of it works. I really don't. But I do know that they, that way the pipes don't get sitting up there full of water, you know, forever. You know, because, heck, some of those things, most of those things never kick off in their life. All right, I got to get out of here. I'm going to be late. Today's Thursday's meeting, and I hate Thursday's meeting. So everybody in this whole radio world knows how I feel about the Thursday meetings. What a waste of time. So I'll chat later real quick. Comment on how my signal sounds. I'm working on my all-star node. I'm trying to make it so it doesn't, if it goes to another channel, like the FBI or Central Michigan, it ignores that. I'm working on a solution to get it to only pay attention to this frequency. I'll talk to you later. WAB.
Wally, your signal is beyond Victor Delta standards. So enough said. NAWRO, have a good one. Clear.
Wally, you sound excellent here in Madison Heights. Very, very solid, very, very strong. Zero anything. WARCY. And Tim, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
As an outsider to the ARPSV and looking in, I've noticed that there's a lot of work being concentrated on the northern half of the city, getting coverage in like places like New Haven, St. Clair, so on and so forth, up to Boardman Road, whatever the north border line is, and goes about as far south as maybe 12 Mile where the Warren repeater is here. What's been the coverage like, and has there ever been any problems in the southern half of Macomb County? Let's just say, for example, as a line 12 miles south down to 8 Mile. You guys talk a lot about the northern half, but you don't talk much about the southern half, and I'm guessing it's either okay or is there a work in progress there? Again, as an outsider looking in from what I'm hearing.
Well, let's see. I would say there's always room for improvement. But, of course, the southern half has the Warren receiver for the VHF, and then now that we're connecting for the Nets, FBI, it just got a boost of coverage. There is certain areas in Warren that have trouble hitting that Warren receiver. I don't know if that's been solved or not. It's never going to be perfect. You know how that is. And the other thing, the reason we're talking a lot about the north is we're not doing just the county now. We're expanding to the six-county D2 district, so that includes St. Clair County. And then Oakland's all, you know, they got themselves covered there. So it's just St. Clair, Macomb, and that, you know, that's why we've been talking a lot about the north coverage. But, yeah, no, I guess the south is covered. I know we got one of our guys, I forget his call sign, he's in the southwest corner of Macomb, as far as you can get before you get into Wayne County. And his signal's a little scratchy at times, but still readable. So, yeah, no, pretty much the Warren Tower's got that covered.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I mean, I'm talking to you through my node at 11.5 in DeQuinder. 400 feet outside the county line. Shame on me. But, yeah, I just, you know, like I said, as I've been following the ARPSC now for about a year and a half, and I just listen and learn and, you know, just as an outsider, I keep my ears open and listening to traffic and the improvements and the vast improvements that you people are making in such a short period of time. Congratulations on being on first place on the last set, by the way, if I haven't told you. But, yeah, just like I say, I'm an outside observer. I'm an old outside observer. And, yeah, I just don't hear much about the south end of the county and what's going on. So I appreciate your time. Thank you for answering my question. I'll let you get your day started. I got to head down to physical therapy. So thanks again, WARCY. Have a wonderful day.
Sure thing, Donald. NAWRO. I'll be clear as well. Have a good one.
Connected to CNN Network.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Do you guys have some sort of power problems out toward Waterford?
I have not seen or heard anything reported on the local news of power outages anywhere in that area, Sean, WARC-1.
Yeah, it's just weird. All of a sudden, I saw my buddy Steve dropped, Rick dropped, Phil's machine dropped, and they're all right near one another. And I thought, huh, I wonder if we had some sort of internet or power thing or something out there in that Pontiac Waterford area. It was weird that they all three all dropped, and then they all came back. Anyhow, I'm just heading out the door for lunch. Just thought I'd throw that out there to be cryptic.
I'm on the DTE website right now, see if I can see anything or anything that's been reported within the last half hour. And I'll get back to you. Just give me a few minutes.
No power outage out here, KAPR.
Well, you saved me some time looking it up, Phil. Thank you. Yeah, like I say, usually these things get reported rather quickly on the local news. You know, the daily feeds, like Fox 2 has that continuous news running channel that's local, not Fox, the network news. So I haven't seen anything all morning.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I heard the connection, I heard the CMN announcement, and I went into Home Depot, came back out, and everything seems to be working again, so if it was, it was just a momentary glitch.
Yeah, I just caught up on the DTE site, and it's not even showing anything within the last half hour. That's about as far back as I went, but, okay. Okie dokie. Sean, you're listening. Phil says, we're all good over there, so W8RCY, we're clear. Listening, monitoring, sandbagging, etc.
Yeah, it's perfect weather for outages. Sunny, no wind, dry as could be. I've seen that happen now. Days like this and the power goes out. It's always worse. You never know.
Here in West Bloomfield, that happens all the time. I think they disconnect and hook something up right away and then reconnect it kind of thing. But every couple of weeks, I think, throughout the whole year, we get dropouts like that. KUWOJ.
All right, sounds good. So everything's all clear here. Just one of those things. All right, catch you guys later. KUPF.
Connected to CMN Network.
Node.
Pro- You're connected to CMN Network. Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Bravo, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
Good afternoon, this is Tim, ADHJL, driving home after St. Aaron. I'm going to throw a caution out there. Hope you have a good day. You got a moment to say hi, that'd be great. Otherwise, hope you enjoy the afternoon because it's a beautiful day out there. ADHJL.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8 FGS. KF8 FGS monitoring from the mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Thank you.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA, TDA, listening.
This is NAWRO for the K8 FBI Network in Macomb County. We will be disconnecting from Central Michigan momentarily for training purposes and for Macomb's ARPSC net tonight. This is NAWRO. Clear. This is NAWRO. For the K8 FBI Network and WA8MAC. We have joined the two together for tonight's ARPSC net, which will begin at 7 o'clock. This is NAWRO clear. For now, the frequency is open, but we're going to be starting the net in about 25 minutes. NAWRO clear.
All stations, this is KE8WUO, the Macomb County ARPSC net, will start in 15 minutes.
WU8DPD. John's not ready yet. KCKGO. 4 more minutes.
Well, next time I'll specify that I'm just doing a repeater check. Because I'm actually on the All-Star node in the woods in mid-Michigan. WADPD.
And I'm on an All-Star node in the kitchen making tacos at home. KCKGO.
Me and my friends say tacos sound good right about now. We were just discussing it again.
And that's what we decided for tonight. What are you doing in mid-Michigan? It's not hunting season. You're just up there at the cabin?
Fixing the floor in the other bathroom that nobody told me there was a problem with. I get that back together, and I'd be doggone if I want to do anything like this again.
Sounds like fun. A co-worker put in a chain link fence at his son's house. 32 posts later and a ton of chain link, and he stores all beans.
Well, the floor space is 4.5 feet by 5 feet, plus the width of the tub. I didn't bother to measure that because I'm not putting the floor under the tub. Yeah, it's a small room. There's no windows, and the exhaust fan doesn't help much. I have a fan in the bathroom, one down the hall, drawing air away from it, and it's still just muggy, and it's just brutal to work in that small of an area without a window.
Sounds like my small bats from downstairs.
Well, it looks like we'll be starting in a minute, so I'll clear out of here until the net starts. KJO.
W8BPD.
All stations, this is KE8WUO, the Macomb County ARPSC net. We'll start in 5 minutes. All stations, this is KE8WUO, that's Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar, and I will be WA8MAC, that's Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Alpha Charlie, for tonight's Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. This net is held every Thursday at 7 p.m. on this frequency, except on the third Thursday during the monthly ARPSC in-person meeting. Don't forget, you can follow along online at macombarpsc.org and clicking on the Nets tab and choosing Weekly Nets. Please note that during this net, emergency traffic may break in at any time. Our backup frequencies are as follows. The backup repeater is the 442.6 MHz FBI system, which we're currently simulcasting on now, with a 123 Hz tone and a plus 5 MHz offset. Our backup simplex is 146.580 MHz. Is there a station that would take over as net control if, for some reason, this station is not able to transmit?
Net control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, unit number 10, Tim.
All right, very good. I got you in the log as backup net control. Thanks for offering it up. The ARPSC net is a directed net. All are welcome to check in. Stations outside Macomb County will be invited to check in after Macomb County has checked in. When checking into this net, please say this is, then briefly unkey to check for doubles. If clear, provide your unit number followed by your name and only specify if you have traffic or announcements followed by your call sign phonetically. After everyone is checked in, we will go back through the list of those who have traffic and announcements. This is WA8MAC. My name is John. Net control for the Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. Are there any mobiles, short timers, or in and out stations wishing to check in? Please check in now.
Net control, this is Unit 26. In and out, November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot.
This is Whiskey 8, Bravo, Papa, Delta, in and out, unit number 24, Brian.
This is unit 38, Jason, November 8, Kilo, Juliet, Victor, in and out.
All right, we picked up Cliff, N8CAF, Brian, W8BPD, and Jason, N8KJV. Thanks for checking in, guys. The This is Net Control Station, KE8WUO and WA8MAC. We will now take check-ins by location, starting from 8 Mile through Boardman Road, which is the county line. Stations located between 8 Mile Road and 12 Mile Road, please check in now.
This is.
K8RUH 43.
This is unit number 19, Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha, Bill, no traffic.
All right, we got David, 88MP, Anthony, K8RUH. And Bill, K8WA. Thanks for checking in, guys. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC calling for stations located between 12 Mile Road and 16 Mile Road. Stations between 12 Mile and 16 Mile, please check in now.
Net Control. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Net Control. This is unit number 7, Sean. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot United. No traffic.
Net Control, this is. This is 41, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec Zulu, Lisa.
All right, we got Darren, KF8ETQ, Sean, W8FU, and Lisa, KF8FQZ. Thanks for checking in. This is Net Control Station KE8WUO as WA8MAC calling for stations located between 16 Mile Road and Hall Road. Stations between 16 Mile and Hall Road, please check in now.
And Net Control, this is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu. I'm really not where you said that I missed my check-in while taking a call from Dave.
Net Control, here is. Net Control from 6, November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave.
All right, Mike, I got you in the log, NAVDZ, and I do have you down for announcements because I heard you say that earlier. I know you're probably a little flustered getting in a little bit late from your long drive. And we got NAWCB Dave. Thanks for checking in, guys. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC calling for stations located between Hall Road and 26 Mile Road. Stations between Hall Road and 26 Mile, please check in now. Yeah, that was ugly. That was a whole lot of static. I would suggest trying to jump in at towards the end after we ask for fill stations. Try to maybe get outside, adjust your antenna. You know what to do. But you did not hold the repeater at all. It was purely static. All right, this is Net Control Station KE8WUO as WA8MAC calling for stations located between 26 Mile and Boardman Road. stations between 26 Mile and Boardman Road. Please check in now.
Met Control, this is. Unit 10, Tom, Tango, Oscar, Mike. Kilo, Charlie, 8. Kilo, Juliet, Oscar. No traffic.
All right, Tom, I got you in the log. KCA, KJO. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC. I will now take check-ins from outside Macomb County. Stations located in counties other than Macomb, please state your call sign phonetically, followed by your name, your county, and whether you have any traffic or announcements. Stations outside Macomb County, please check in now.
This is November 8, Hotel Lima Yankee, Tom, Mobile, Wayne County, no traffic.
All right, Tom, I got you in the log, and 8HLY, Wayne County. Very good. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC. Are there any fills or relays? All right, Jack, I got you in the log. KFA DRC. I did want to let you know you're still pretty staticky, which is not typical for you, but just thought you should know. All right.
And I guess I know because I'm on the handheld, the UV32.
Okay. Well, that one came in a lot better. Heard you loud and clear over there on the UV32. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and have a good evening. KFA DRC.
All right, very good. I'm going to send it over to Mike, NAVDZ. I know he had some announcements for us today, and I'll go ahead and ask him the question, which is should be on the website already. But tonight's question is related to fox hunts because we got one coming up, next weekend on, I think we said the 6th. So Mike can confirm, and then I was, today's question is just a simple one. Are you aware of methods and or techniques to find a fox with just an HT? So with that, we'll send it over to Mike and AVDZ for the announcements and his answer to the question.
Thank you, Net Control. This is NAVDZ, and thank you, John, for running the net tonight. Most appreciated. Stepping in for Dave tonight, who is unable to make the net, and so I'm actually a little unprepared. I cannot confirm that date. I believe that is an accurate date, though. So that was part of what I was going to say in announcements is that we have the fox hunt coming up, and in June we also will be having another repeater crawl. So watch for that coming up. I don't have the date picked, but that's also coming up that we'll be doing too. We also have plans to start doing some like EOC checks and things like that. And that basically how that would work is similar to a repeater crawl. We would want people at specific locations. And I'm thinking hospitals, the Warren EOC, the Macomb County EOC, and a couple other key locations like Region 2 Healthcare Coalition,
which I believe is like Van Dyke and 20 Mile or something like that. I don't have that written down. Again, I apologize for my unpreparedness, but Dave just found out he wasn't able to make it. And so I took taking this over for him. But so what we do is we put everybody at those specific locations, and we do also, you know, have check-ins from homes or other locations too, if you wanted. And we all just do radio checks to make sure that we can communicate well and make sure there's nothing wrong with antennas and issues like that. So so those things are coming up. We're also planning our summer picnic. That's coming up. Be watchful for that. And so just some fun stuff coming up, some good stuff coming up. Those of you who did not make the meeting last Thursday, Dave and I want to thank you all from the bottom of our hearts for the outstanding job you did with the set. For those of you that haven't heard, we outscored everybody. The instrumental guys in starting this up off, happy with what you did. So thank you, thank you. So I just want to say thanks, and we will send it back to, oh, I got to answer the question. I do have ways of, I haven't ever used, the name just went out of my head. There's a piece that you can adjust the signal with to fine-tune it with, which John will say as soon as I give it back to him. I haven't used one of those before, but I can get close just using the Yagi and finding direction that way. So that's it for me. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, back to net control.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Mike. You did kind of cut out sharply there a couple of times, which was curious. Seemed like we just lost the full transmission intermittently, so not sure what happened there. I listened to it on RF and through like All-Star, and both locations dropped out, so that is curious. But the word you were looking for is attenuator, and yes, it is a really helpful thing. Definitely an attenuator really helps to kind of knock down the signal as you get closer. And sometimes, like with a Yagi, when you're within 100 feet of it, no matter where you point it, it's gonna pick up the signal, and so that's where the attenuator comes in handy. Is it kind of knocks down that signal a little bit and makes it so that it is a little bit harder to detect for your Yagi, and makes it directional again. So it's a really helpful thing, but. I'm kind of wondering about just using an HT, and I'm curious if anyone knows of any techniques, because a lot of us might not. A lot of us made a antenna with Mike at one of our in-person meetings, but a good amount of you might not have a Yagi to use for direction finding. So that's kind of why I'm bringing up this question today, is I'm hoping to shed some light and let those of you know that don't have Yagis and attenuators, kind of let you guys know that you can still participate and find the fox using just your HT. So with that, I'll take a quick break for time. All right, so we're going to send it over to Tim, N8WRO, our backup operator here. And Tim, are you aware of any methods and or techniques use to find a fox with just an HT?
Well, thanks, John. NAWRO here. One of the ones I remember from last year was off-tuning the frequency. So kind of slightly off-tune the frequency because, again, what you're trying to do is attenuate the signal. And that might help in locating the fox. I guess with that, I'll ship it back to you, NAWRO.
That is a fantastic point, and I don't know how I missed that. I know of that one, but it slipped my mind, and so it's not listed anywhere on the page right now, but that is a fantastic point. And I appreciate you bringing that one up because that is a really good idea, a really good point. And, yes, I believe a lot of people suggest, I want to say about a 4 megahertz offset from the frequency you're trying to pick up. It could be 4 kilohertz. I forget. But it's worth a Google. But, yeah, that is a really good idea and method for that type of thing. We'll send it over to ADAMP. Dave, are you aware of any methods and or techniques used to find a fox with just an HT?
I guess I am aware of the methods and techniques that you have listed there. Never been on a fox hunt myself, but don't know if I'll make the next one because I'll be working. But yes, I am aware. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Very good. They are a lot of fun, and, you know, you can actually, you know, especially now that you've already answered the question, you could take your antenna off your radio and or leave it on, depending on how close you are to the repeater, but you can kind of direction find this antenna right now. So kind of a cool idea, worth doing. I suggest you don't take off your antenna until after you answer the question and make sure you don't key up, but very good. We'll send this over to Anthony, K-E-8-R-U-H. Anthony, are you aware of methods and or techniques to find a fox with just an HT?
Thank you, Net Control. I am remotely aware. I've watched a couple of YouTube videos, things like that. I got to do a little bit more research and see what I can learn and see if I can get out to play with you guys and see what happens. The one question I did have was, is your fox a UHF or a VHF? And I'll throw it back to Net Control. Thank you for hosting the net this evening. This is K-E-8-R-U-H.
Well, very good. The fox is VHF and UHF. So I built it with two radios in it so that no matter what somebody would bring into the field for the fox hunt, they would be able to play along whether they have a UHF Yagi or a VHF Yagi. UHF is a little bit easier because it's a smaller antenna, a smaller Yagi, smaller elements and all that. So definitely worth looking into that, and that's what we built at our in-person meeting is UHF tape measure Yagis. There's a good amount of time between now and next week. Home Depot definitely has everything you need to make a tape measure Yagi, and they can be fairly cheap. So highly suggested, a lot of good YouTube videos and how-tos online for that. And it's a fun hobby. It's really rewarding to find that fox for the first time. And it's a little bit, you know, it's awe-inspiring. It's like, wow, I found this fox. That's cool. All right, enough about that. Bill, K8WA. Bill, are you aware of methods and or techniques to find a fox with just an HT?
Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha. Yeah, I'm familiar with techniques for finding a fox with a handheld, and I do have a step attenuator that should work if you get close and you want to knock the signal down some. Echo. Back connect control, Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha.
All right, well, very good. You know, if you guys have techniques or methods, even if it's on the website, you know, there might be people listening that can't view the website. So if there's anything that hasn't been mentioned yet, don't be afraid to mention it, because we're all listening. So we'll send it over to Darren, KF8ETQ. Darren, I know you've had some experience with fox hunts as you won our last one. Are you aware of methods and or techniques to find a fox with just an HT?
I will read from the website. There is the body fade technique where you stand in front of the antenna, or stand in front of the radio and try to find the null, which haven't tried it myself. I'm just reading it off the website because I think you were suggesting that someone may or may not know of a technique on a website. There's that one. There's also the taking off the antenna and doing a similar kind of idea with it, where you look to find the null, and then go in that direction, or go in the opposite of the null. So, yep. That's all. Kilo Fox, Trotty, Echo, Tango, pullback.
Well, very good. So I would argue that the null is the direction that you want to head, because that is, you're using your body to attenuate the signal. So the signal would be attenuated through you. So that would mean that it's propagating from behind you. And but then, you know, for your next, you really want three measurements from various different locations that you can plot on a map. And you don't want to just head straight in that direction. You want to head perpendicular to where that that last heading was, and then get another bearing, and then go perpendicular to that and get another bearing, and then your fox should, if you were able to project those bearings onto a map in straight line dimensions, then the three lines should approximate where the fox would be. So, you're dead on correct about taking the antenna off if you're not able to get enough attenuation through your body. So very good. I'll take a quick break for time. All right, Sean, W8FU, are you aware of methods and or techniques to find a fox with just an HT?
Yeah, good evening, Net, and good evening, everyone on the net. Yeah, a little bit. It's been a long time, but, you know, it begs the question, when you say just an HT, I assume, do we get to put a Yagi on that HT? Because that changes everything. And Darren stole my thunder a little bit. I was waiting to say the nulls can be very valuable in tracking something down. You got to know that that's what you're looking at, but we used to use this one way back in the day. We'd take the HD and we'd stick it out in front of us with the antenna down, and then we would, you know, spin around, and, you know, the null would be where your body would be. And it exactly as he pointed out there. And, you know, and also when you do have a Yagi and, you know, you're starting to get swamped, if you don't have an attenuator, it's more likely you'll have a Yagi. Remember, there are some pretty significant nulls on a Yagi, and if you can know those about your antenna before you deploy, you can sometimes use those with much greater accuracy than a lobe. A lobe is designed to be pretty broad, whereas a null is generally very, very sharp, so it can get you a little bit more precise. But you gotta practice with it and know when you're looking at the null. Anyhow, with that, I'll turn it back to Net. Good stuff. Everything's sounding good. W8FU.
Gotcha. Well, that's very cool. I had never really heard of anyone using a Yagi's nulls, so that's very interesting. I like that technique too. And that's one of the ones where you're probably not pointing the Yagi towards the fox. It's probably perpendicular-ish where the knoll on your antenna is, but you, like you said, you kind of got to know where those knolls are. And so very, very cool, very interesting. All right, we'll send it over to Lisa, KF8FQZ. Lisa, I'm not sure if you've had any luck or experience with fox hunts, but I think you'd really like them. And I'm curious if you've got any techniques that we might have missed, anything that you learned today that might be kind of neat and useful.
Thank you, Net Control. Nope, I have nothing to offer to this group. I have learned from listening to you and from reading the website today, and unfortunately next weekend I will be out of town, so I'm not going to get to participate, and I have a beautiful Yagi antenna that I made, and I guess it'll just have to happen next time. Thank you, Net Control. This is KF8FQZ.
Gotcha. Well, very cool. It's awesome that you you got the Yagi, and you're on the right track, and we will definitely look forward to seeing you on the next one. With it being summer, and depending on the interest that we see, I'd like to do these a little bit more often. So kind of glad to get out there, and I think it's important to know that, you can do this fairly effectively with just an HT. The Yagi does really help, but for those of you that don't have Yagis, I'd still suggest coming out. And I have some equipment that I can lend out, and I do believe it is Saturday the 6th coming up, so I hope to see you guys out there. We'll send it over to Dave, N8WCB. Dave, are you aware of any methods or techniques to find a fox with just an HT, or maybe even just other techniques that we haven't mentioned yet?
Net Control, NHWCB. No, I've heard of fox hunts, limited knowledge of it, though, at this point. Probably that's all I can that I can offer at this time. Good night tonight. 73, back to you, Net Control.
Any WCB. All righty. Well, very good. Not sure if you'll be able to make it on Saturday, but I think it'd be fun to have you there, and maybe a little bit of fun for you to go wander around looking for a fox. But, all right, we'll send it over to Tom. Tom, I know you and the fam were big fans of the fox hunt last year. So, Tom, KCAKJO, are you aware of any methods and or techniques to find a fox with just an HT?
KCAKJO. As a matter of fact, last year I did exactly what was discussed earlier in the net, is I removed the antenna from my HT, put off an offset on it, and walked around and used the body fade technique to get close to the fox before KF8ETQ zeroed in on it, upon which he wants congratulations again. So yes, I am familiar with it, and I think it's great fun, and hope to be out there this weekend, or when the next one is. Hopefully my cruise will be gone by then. Back to net. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Yeah, you guys did a great job finding the fox last year. It was hidden pretty well. It is a ammo can, and it is painted like a camouflage. So I don't exactly make it super easy. But for you guys to go all over Metro Beach and comb all over the place and come up with the ammo can is pretty impressive. I think it's pretty outstanding what you guys were able to do with your S meters, and that's something I haven't heard anyone really mention today, but the S meter is a really good tool for determining where the knoll is or where the strength is, And then I'll send it over to Jack, and then before I give out any more. But there is one other one that that I think is worth mentioning if it doesn't get brought up between Jack and late check-ins. So we'll send it to Jack, KF8DRC. Jack, are you aware of any methods or techniques to find a fox with just an HT? All right, Jack, I'll send it back to you in a minute, although it looks like I might have skipped Tom, N-H-L-Y. No, I think I did get you. I don't remember. Tom, I'm going to give it to you again if I already gave it to you. Sorry about that. N-H-L-Y, are you aware of any methods and or techniques to find a fox with just an HT?
I don't know if you skipped me or not, but I was on the acoustic chair there. I got a call, but the only thing I can think of is with HT is that for those of us that were at that one meeting where we built that beam antenna, I don't know if that counts, but I'm thinking that beam antenna that we built at a meeting several months ago, that might be good as an attachment to attach to the HT as far as direction finding. That might be helpful, but other than that, once you get closer to the side of the fox, the only thing I can think of is maybe take the antenna off the radio itself, and once the signal's strong enough, the radio's going to hear it without the antenna. That might be helpful, especially if you start turning away from it. The signal's going to get weaker and the radio won't hear it. That's the only thing I can think of. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is one of the more powerful, you know, methods for when you're close and all you have is an HT. If you don't have a Yagi and you don't have, like, an attenuator or some sort of small loop antenna or some type of device to kind of hone in when you're within, like, 100 feet of it, taking the antenna off and still using the body fade technique where your body is acting as the attenuator and you're searching in the null, you're looking for the drop in signal, and when you get the drop in signal it would be directly behind you. And so yeah, you're absolutely right. The posture for the body null, whether with or without an antenna, is very similar to what the guy on the website is showing. You kind of want to put it at center mass and then rotate on your feet around that fixed point, and you can kind of get an idea of the direction of the signal. And if you aren't getting a good idea of the direction of the signal with the antenna on, you can, like you said, remove the antenna, and that will really help. So we'll send it over to Jack one more time, KF8DRC. Jack, did you have any methods or techniques to find a fox with just an HT that we might not have touched on already? All right, no worries. This is Net Control Station, KE8WUO as WA8MAC. I will now take late check-ins. Late check-ins, please state your unit number if you have one, followed by your call sign phonetically, followed by your name and the county you are calling in from, followed by whether you have any traffic or announcements. You do not need to be a member of ARPSC to check in. Late check-ins, please check in now.
This is Whiskey Charlie 8. Echo, Jeff, Macomb County, no traffic, in and out.
This is Unit 5, November 8, X-ray, Zulu, Ron, Macomb County, no traffic.
This is
Yellow South 8. Sierra Foxtrot Zulu, Macomb County, no traffic.
9, Whiskey 8, Victor Delta, Wally, no traffic. Kilo.
All right, so we picked up Jeff, WC8E, as in and out. Ron, N8XZ. Don, KD8SFZ. And Wally, W8VD. Thanks for checking in. So there's a station that's trying to get in, but for some reason, all I ever get is Kilo. So I know it's a Kilo, but you're coming in real broken, pretty hard to read. I'm going to have you, if you can, up your power, maybe try to find a better spot type of thing, and I'll circle back to you briefly. I don't think I'm going to send it to Jeff because he checked in and out, so I apologize, Jeff, if you had something you wanted to say, but I don't want to send it to you if you didn't want that. So we're going to send it to Ron, N8XZ. Ron, are you aware of any methods and or techniques to find a fox with just an HC?
Yeah, Control, November, X-ray, Zulu. Yeah, I am, but you've covered most of them. I think you've already mentioned both active and passive attenuators, body blocking, Yagi antennas, no antennas. You didn't cover, it'd be really hard to do Doppler finding with just an HT. So, I'm struggling to think of any additional beyond what's been said. So back to that, November 8th, you go.
Yeah, we've definitely sort of exhausted the list. There's still one thing, that I'm hanging on to the end. But we'll see if someone else brings it up. It's pretty minor, and it might not even work, but it might. When you're direction finding with just an HT, all the little nuance tricks might help. So we'll send it over to Don, KD8S. FZ, Don, do you have any techniques or methods to find a fox with just an HT?
I did, but you guys covered it like 100 million times. All the winners know 10-1 HT work, and without an antenna, it works. Phenomenal. We were actually the first ones to find the box when we did that.
Well, very good. Yeah, it's a tried and true method. It definitely works. I can say with great certainty that it works very well, and we found our fox with Lance Cruz. They definitely kind of showed me the ropes. Those guys are quite good at it. We'll send it over to Wally, W-A-V-D. Wally, do you have any methods or techniques that might help find a fox with just an HT?
Yes, I've been putting attenuators on my antennas. I've got a 10, a 20, and a 30, and maybe a dummy load. That'd be the only way I could do it with the resources that I have. So I'd be doing a lot of moving around, and probably the final thing would be the dummy load. That's it. W8VD.
Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha.
All right, well, very good. Thank you for that, Wally, and I never really thought about the dummy load. I'll have to look into that one. That one's interesting. And then I heard K Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha Bill. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, since you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, there's another directional antenna that would work well on an HT, and that's one of those little loops that they use on UHF TV. Or you could make one that's a bit larger that resonates more in the 2-meter band, but being off frequency might actually be a benefit. Run it through a 75 ohm to 300 ohm converter, and then go ahead and use the 50 ohm cable to the HT or 75, wouldn't matter, BNC cable, and then you can twist the loop to find a null. Now, if you rotate the loop 360 degrees, you'll get two nulls. So there would be a situation where the body attenuation would make a difference on the S meter on the receiver. So just something else to keep in the back of your mind. KWA.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, and you bring up a valid point too. Especially with directional antennas and things to that nature, is you might have more than one null, and so finding the one, you know, and just plotting that might not be the full picture. You could actually be 180 degrees off from where the fox actually is. And so when you go to plot your bearings on the map, you want to definitely extend that line in both directions away from you, because you may not be sure if it's in front of you or behind you, but that is where the S meter and all that stuff comes into play and can definitely help out. And I think fox hunting is one of those things that you get better at as you do it. The more that you do it, the more the little nuances you learn and overcome. And yeah, you definitely brought up some interesting ideas. So very good. I'm going to send it out to that Kilo station, see if he can get in now, and then we'll open it up for any other late check-ins, and then we'll close the net from there. So over to the Kilo station and then late check-ins. Please check in now. All right, I am hearing no Kilo station and no other late check-ins. So the only other thing that I have written down here that wasn't really brought up was changing the polarization. You know, so maybe it will help and maybe it won't. But if you have a directional antenna and you have it vertically polarized, you could tilt it horizontal, and that might make a difference. I haven't noticed much of a difference, but it is one of those things that is listed as an option and can help to kind of knock that signal down a tad, potentially. And then final thing is I do have three items on the website under suggested equipment. It's just things that I use that I find to be very helpful. It's nothing that you need, nothing that you know, if you're curious of what types of things to look for, those are a couple. There's a lot of different types of attenuators, directional antennas. There's a lot of people like the homemade ones because you're kind of in and out of your car a lot, and with a tape measure, you know, who cares if you break or bend that element, but with a nice expensive Yagi, it's kind of a big deal. So just food for thought on for everybody, and I hope to see you guys at the Fox Hunt on Saturday, June 6th, I think it is, June, right? Yep, June 6th. So with that, I will that will conclude tonight's session of the Macomb County ARPSC Net. Thank you for checking in. We hope you will enjoy us next Thursday evening, And please check the Macomb County ARPSC Facebook page and the website at macombarpsc.org. This is KE8WUO closing the net at 7:56 p.m. and returning the repeater to regular amateur use. 73 to all, KE8WUO, clear.